The Pullman National Monument is now open. The monument honors the rich labor history of the Pullman Historic District located on Chicago's far south side. The neighborhood was named after George Pullman, an engineer who invented the first sleeper trains. WBEZ's Lisa Labas talks with TikTok historian Sherman Dilla Thomas about this unique neighborhood.
The Pullman neighborhood is known for its architecture and its history with labor, and it really is an integral part of Chicago. Let's hear a little more about that.
It sets a lot of the tone for the South Side. We know about Corliss Avenue and Corliss High School. Well, both of those are named Corliss because Corliss is the engine that famously pulled the Pullman sleeper car train across the country. We also know that if you happen to get your car towed on the South Side, you're going to end up going on Doty Road to get it out. And Doty is one of the engineers and city planners who laid out the town of Pullman. Also, Pullman sets some of the far South Side city boundaries, right? So when Pullman got annexed into Chicago, that extended the furthest city boundary. And so Pullman not only sets the tone for the city, but it certainly, especially for the South Side.
All right. So I know a few basic facts about George Pullman. I know that he was born in New York in 1831, and then he dropped out of school when he was 14 years old, and then he went on to run the family's business after his father died. So how did George Pullman wind up in Chicago?
He ended up in Chicago because his family business was engineering. His father famously moved buildings in New York, right? And so literally the physical buildings. They would take them off their foundation and move them to a different part of the city. And so in the 1840s, 1850s, Chicago was a lot of swampland. And so we needed sewers, especially downtown. And so George Pullman came to Chicago as part of the engineering that came here from all across the country to lift up the city so that we can install sewers. And that's what made him wealthy.
All right. So I want to talk a little bit more about this town, the first industrial planned community, the Pullman neighborhood on Chicago's South Side. What was it like living there?
Well, on the one hand, it was absolutely beautiful. It was some of the newest residential construction at the time, right? It's the 1880s, and it had indoor plumbing. That was definitely a novelty at that time. You know, there was a hotel on the grounds. There was a park. There was things to do. But you had to do them there, right? It was also a dry town. You had to buy your groceries from the Pullman town. You paid the town collected its rent from your paycheck, right? So there wasn't going to be any discussion on that.
So who was allowed to live in the Pullman neighborhood?
Well, the white employees of the Pullman Train Car Company at the time, for a very long time, actually, in this country, the Pullman Train Car Company was the largest employer of African-Americans in the country. But African-Americans were not allowed to live in the town of Pullman.
Pullman now has been granted national monument status. What does this mean for Chicago and the Pullman neighborhood?
It's important to the country that we honor that space. It's also important to Chicago that we honor it. Because it did set the tone. A lot of the supervisors who could afford to live elsewhere, they built the big houses in Roseland. So Pullman affects the surrounding communities as well.
And I know you got to go visit the new National Monument. What did you think?
I think it's awesome. I like the redoing. They tried to keep it as close to original as possible. So, you know, I'm a fan of that. I got to visit a Pullman train car that they brought in. That was pretty awesome to see. Also got a chance to check out the National Pullman Porters Museum, which is a little bit offsite. It's a little north of the visitor center, but it's definitely worth a visit.
Sherman Dilla Thomas joins me every other Tuesday, and we talk about Chicago history right here on WBEZ. Thanks, Dilla.
Thanks, Lisa.